Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
With delirious joy, they've joined the Mark Unger Show, a show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed. I am your host, Mark Unger. Joining me as always is the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley, who just looks terrible today.
Just
awful.
Horrible.
Just horrible.
Stop I've seen it. A Coleman stink and sleeping bag look better than that. Come on.
I'll just beat you both with a stick. How's that?
Okay. It's what you're hearing is the you never can win with a woman.
No,
yes.
No, don't go there. Don't go there.
When we say, wow, you look really, really good today, she says, oh, stop that.
Because
I know.
It's not because I don't think that and I don't appreciate the compliment. It's because there has to be this, boys, there has to be, there's you and there's me and there's this fence between us all. And
you're
that's
right.
The only reason
computer,
I say that.
You're constantly telling me to move it.
Women are crazy.
No. Yes, see, you're assigning something that's wrong and you're going to make me really mad. You're assigning wrong motives.
Win. There's no assignment.
You're assigning wrong motives, boys. Oh, you made me so mad.
Also joining us, the amazing Ross Allen Skorzewski. Engineering the show, as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and making sure that you can hear us coming from our underground bunker in the depths of Green Bay, Wisconsin, the frozen tundra, if you will. Are you guys still arguing about it?
No, I can just tell she's throttled. She is throttled, folks. It's going to be a great show today.
You make me out to be a crazy whack job when I'm not. I am not a crazy whack job. Oh, you make me so mad, the two of you.
We could give her like a sword and send her on a crusade because anything that comes across her path right now is done. Dead. You could do your own show of 300.
I could.
Right now. Because you're that throttled.
I'm trying to be a good girl, and I
you
just
are
get
a good girl. We're
it.
Just saying you're a very pretty lady. That's all we were saying.
Ugh.
And she smacks us upside the head.
Well, you deserve it.
Ross is pretty.
Yes.
He doesn't get mad.
No. I celebrate it, and I say, you're right. I am.
I celebrate it, too, and I know you're right. But I maintain some
so
sense
she
of
beats
order.
Us up over.
No,
I'm you,
I
you
maintain
can't
a sense
I
of order.
Win. What are you going to say? All right, this is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markgunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send a question about anything. Nothing is off limits, hence the warning at the beginning of the show. This show overwhelmingly tends to cover adult content. This is a show about marriage. Marriage is fundamentally a sexual contract. And there's all kinds of questions people have about sexual things because we live in a culture today that is just, God, has people confused. I would think common sense would pull people out of this, but there's very good-hearted people who just get really confused, so they don't know who to ask, so they ask us. But this is how the show works. You can ask us about anything. You get to stay totally anonymous. We, in turn, then are brutally honest. This is a show of just brutal honesty. Okay, so you're very sensitive. Don't email us. And most people emailing the show get it. And we warn them when they email us before they even take the question to the show. We warn them, are you sure you want Mark to answer this? Because Mark will be very brutal and honest. Yeah, I want to hear what he thinks. That's what the show's about. So those of you who are listening, sometimes they get all say, well, he's so mean. Well, it's just the premise
it's
of the show.
It's the listeners that freak out.
I know. It's look, in the we live in a culture, Christian culture, that overwhelmingly everything is about how you feel and how do you feel. How does your feeler feel about the way it feels? And we just dance around issues because we're concerned about how people feel. This show is the anti-feeling show. We don't care how you feel. Okay? At times, we're brutal. Although, at times, it's frustrating for me because I want to be nice.
Yeah.
Isn't the show that's really boring?
No, you don't even want to be nice.
I don't even want to.
You just want to react to what you think.
I know, but it's not personal. That's why we don't know who you are. We're reacting to thought patterns that I think
are destructive. It's the ideas, not the people.
It's not about people. It's just about the ideas. Anyway, you say, well, I disagree with you. Okay, get your own show. This show is just about what I think. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. I think I'm right. Everybody thinks they're right, or they wouldn't tell you what they think.
That's right.
All right? So...
Well, people get mad about your opinion. You hold your opinion because you think you're right.
That's why I have my opinion. It's my opinion. It's very simple. So if you enjoy it, most people listen to the show, they get a kick out of it. They like to hear the opinion. Challenge. At a minimum, we challenge people's thinking. You know? This looks like a glass of scotch.
It does look like a glass of scotch.
This is not
He's
a tumbler.
Pounding them down this morning.
This is a pint. A pint. Well, doing shows like we started off almost makes a man need one.
There are days where I think someday I'll be doing the show with a scotch in my hand.
I
haven't got to that point yet.
Possible. I know.
Yeah. No, it's just apple juice for those of you watching by television. Anyway. Okay.
I just want a mainline drip of morphine or something, Valium.
Something to get me calm. Mm-hmm.
No, that's just doing a show with us because we have that effect on people. Mm-hmm. We're just so beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are beautiful.
Let's go away.
We're beautiful.
Okay.
Some girls here are not very beautiful, but we are very beautiful.
I hate you both. Okay.
Awesome. We're very beautiful. Wait. I like looking at me. There's a beautiful man. This is a beautiful man right here. Look at it.
You're into this accent shirt business all of a sudden,
you're against
aren't
that? What's the problem with you? This is red.
I know, but
is that bad?
Yesterday was blaze orange, and now you're into red. What's up with this accent shirt?
Is that okay?
I don't know. I like it.
It's just new.
Is it wrong?
I like it.
Who taught you this?
I don't know. I'm just getting into it. I'm just getting into clothes for the first time in my life. It started about 60 days ago. And I'm spending money like a drunken monkey. Buying new clothes. Well, because we're on TV now.
Yeah.
Although people listen to the show on the radio, this doesn't help them, but
I know.
The show's also on television. I got new shoes. Because the shoes you can't see.
The shoes you can't see at all.
I still got to get the shoes. You only can't see my feet. Because you never know when someone might want to see my foot.
And then you wonder why Diane and I only have like 10 outfits to go through, and he's got like a walk-in closet full.
I just need to.
Because it's his show.
I need to grow into his size, and then I'll be able to share a wardrobe with him.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay. What do you got for this?
Okay. This is an article, the top 10 worst first dates that a guy can take a girl on. Places to take them, I guess, and things to do.
Is Harry Legs one of these?
No.
All right. Number one worst date?
I don't know if this is in any order.
Well, let's do it in order. Start at 10. Work our way
through. Okay. 10 and work our way. Right. Anything that involves an overnight stay.
That's a date?
That's bad?
Any date that you plan that involves an overnight stay.
Or you invite some girl.
Like if you're going to go to a hotel or if you're going to go out of town to a ski trip that. Anything.
Would you like to go on a date to, like Hawaii? Well, no. I mean,
they say it's very forward, presumptuous. And what if you don't get along very much and it doesn't turn out the way you hoped? And I guess you're stuck.
I get that,
overnight.
Yes.
Okay,
obviously, this is
bad
a non-Christian thing. You shouldn't be having any overnights with somebody you're married to. Goodness gracious. Okay.
Anything to do with your parents? I would agree. I would agree, boys.
I would disagree.
You would disagree. The first date.
First, yeah, you're right.
No, first date, you should
creepy.
Not take
that's
them
like
to your parents.
That would be creepy.
Yeah.
That would be creepy.
The next one I do disagree with. Anything that involves more than just the two of you. I totally disagree with that. I think a first date can be like with another couple or a small group of friends.
Quite frankly, a lot of first dates go a lot better if it was.
Yes.
Yes.
I totally disagree with that one.
So they're wrong.
That was wrong. Any adventure sports? I suppose like hiking or bungee jumping.
Bungee jumping?
Let's go
bungee.
Like that.
Why would that be a bad first date?
They say it has to be discussed before you actually go on the date.
Well, you nimrods, they have to discuss any date before they go on a date. That's a stupid premise.
These are guy ideas. So these are the worst guy ideas
that a guy can
come up with. This.
Yeah, like take her out bungee jumping or hiking or hang gliding or something.
Well, that would be bad?
Well, if it's a surprise date, yes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you say, hey, you want to go...
If you discussed it with me first...
They're ideas.
Well, it's a date.
Happening.
You have to discuss it. I mean, it's a stupid premise.
I think that they're talking about maybe just, hey, let him go on a date, and you pick her up, and you just take her to one of these places without the discussion. Well, some people do that, like the surprise factor.
Oh, really? So you go on a date,
and you don't know where you're going or what you're doing. I'll pick you up at 8.
And you head for the airport.
date.
Well, no, that's when you don't know the person.
Now I get it. I get it. See, I never, you know, I was born married, so I have no idea. So you're going, you say, look, you want to go out Friday night?
Yeah, I'll pick you up.
I'll pick you up at 8.
So, pick you up, and then you head to the airport because we're going to jump out of an airplane at night.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense, sure.
If you have this all discussed ahead of time, what you're going to do, but I think these are like surprise dates.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
The swimming pool. You should not take your girl to a first date at the swimming pool.
So I think this is funny.
She says it's hard enough picking out an outfit for a first date without having to pick out outfits plus a bikini that doesn't show off your cellulite, flabby tummy, sagging chest, unshaven legs.
See, it does involve hairy legs.
Aha. Uh-huh. We're back to the hairy legs.
Don't want to spend the first entire date sucking our tummies in. Don't make us.
Okay. So that's five really
don't
bad
ones.
We need to take a break.
Pool.
We'll come back. We'll do the other five of the top 10 worst first date guy ideas right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
The Mark Gunger Show is being brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of audiobooks with over 100,000 downloadable titles of all types, literature, fiction, nonfiction, periodicals. Periodicals. I mean, so
magazines.
People are reading magazines?
Mm-hmm.
Really? They sit and read the whole magazine. Well, that'd be kind of a gig, wouldn't it?
Well, you just heard Newsweek is losing their print, right? They're going to straight online.
Newsweek has lost their mind a long time ago. But they're now it's only Audible?
Yes. Online.
It's online.
No more print edition. So a lot of
but you can buy these online.
Magazines.
You just
yes.
Well, isn't that interesting? Fascinating. So you can find all this stuff at audible.com.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people don't have time to get all the stuff they ought to get, you know, in terms of reading books about business,
right.
Career, insights, this, that, and the other. There's a lot of Christian titles, faith titles, right, in
yes.
here as well. There's also some crazy stuff, but you're big boys and girls. You can figure it out. Consider the list of books you've been meaning to read, Ross.
I'm trying.
But haven't gotten around to it, you slacker. Now you have audiobooks. Audio.
Do they have pictures?
Audible.com, huh?
I only want audiobooks with pictures.
Doesn't work that way, you dork. All right. Audible has them all the audiobooks. And it's great because a lot of us spend incredible amounts of time in our book, in our books, in our cars, driving from here to there and stuff like that. It's a great chance to learn more, to get more information in there. Okay? Actually, most people who listen to the show, you know, we're on TV and stuff like that, but most people listen to us.
Yeah.
Even if it's like the radio station, are listening to us on downloadable
iPods
and stuff like that in their cars. So check it out. You can do it onto your phone, your MP3 player, whatever. Audible makes it easy to listen on your commute and wherever you choose to go, whenever you choose to go. So the Mark Gunger Show is being sponsored by that. Now listen, for Mark Gunger Show listeners, because we are so powerful, we are so influential, we are so mighty, Audible is offering a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. So check it out. Go on to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. But not, you know, psycho slash. It's the slash, you know, thing. And Gunger, G-U-N-G-O-R. So audiblepodcast.com/G-U-N-G-O-R, Gunger. And as listeners of the show, you go to that site. You can get a free book, whatever you want. Boom. Instantaneously download. There's some great stuff. You can go check it out. So go online right now. Stop what you're doing. Stop it. And go to the website. I think we're done. Okay, we got to get back to the show.
There must be something better.
There must be something better.
Something better than this.
Yeah. Actually, there's a lot of shows better than this.
There must be something better.
Maybe that's not the best song music to have when you come back.
Yes.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. Talking about love, marriage, relationships, and clearly there is something better, but hang in with us. Don't flip the channel yet. Having fun answering your emails. Actually, we're starting out. We're Diane, who's just dressed horribly today, by the way, is going through the top 10 for first dates the guys come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So anything that involves an overnight stay, anything to do with your parents, anything that involves more than just the two of you, which I think is a mistake, I think it's fine to have more than
two. Yes, I do too.
Adventure sports like bungee jumping on the first date, and then anything involving a swimming pool on the first date. These are all bad ideas for guys have for first dates. Okay,
the next
number
one,
five.
Taking her to the gym.
Who would take a girl to a gym on a date?
He said, unless you've met in the gym. So maybe your first date, if you met at the gym on the cycles or something, the stationary bikes, treadmills, that they say stay away from the gym.
So guys would come up with an idea. Let's go to a gym.
Yeah.
If you're if you're serious.
If like, you're really like into the whole body fitness thing or whatever. Yeah.
You mean like me? Like you. Myself.
Like yes. You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a bodybuilder like myself. Mm-hmm. I've been building a body.
You build yours in different ways.
Pretty much right about here.
Yeah. You're building it all right. It's growing quite nicely.
We've been building it right there. Okay. All right. So that's number five. Number four.
The next one, I think this should be the number one worst date you can go on, but they have it at number four. A strip bar.
Strip bar. Enough said, it says.
A strip bar. Nothing else needs to be said about that one.
You got to be one sick piece of caca.
To take a girl.
Take a girl to a strip bar. Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
I suppose people knew it.
All right.
The next one is a bad restaurant. I guess that means one maybe you haven't been to or something like that.
I mean, that's so subjective.
Yeah. Well, that's why they say that you should check out the restaurant. Don't go to some place you've never gone before.
But everybody's got their own.
Right.
Are you kidding? That's one argument couples still have after marriage 8 years.
You might take her to this great seafood restaurant.
Let's go to that place. I hate that place. Come on. I like that food. Yeah. I hate that place. They're wrong. Again, wrong. They're wrong. That's
again, discuss
you
it.
Never win with
do
a
you
woman.
Have food allergies? Do you all like right. seafood? Whatever.
Again, these are first dates.
Mm-hmm. A horrible bar is the next one.
Yeah, well, from a Christian worldview, you shouldn't be going to any bar.
They said you should probably avoid alcohol on the first date. You think?
I think.
And the
idiots.
They say the number one worst date is the movies.
Well, that's crazy. Isn't that like the number one
date?
That's
where most
that
people
else?
Go. They go either out to eat or to a movie. They said there's something so impersonal about the movies. You can't talk. You can't see each other. You can't do anything. How can
so
you
funny.
Get to know someone sitting in a dark room with a bunch of other people staring
the movies,
at the screen?
When they say this, they go to a movie, and then all of a sudden at the end, I had such a wonderful night with you tonight.
You didn't do anything.
No, we didn't do anything. We just sat next to each other. And we're entertained by a movie. We didn't do jack squat.
I disagree with you both of you.
Save it for the third or fourth date, not
You're
the
old.
First date.
You're old!
You know who else
You're
says it's
fashioned.
A bad idea? You know who else says it's a bad idea? Ken Ryan, the one who wrote the Finding Your Prince in a Sea of Toads and his things of dates.
Yeah,
he says
so
that don't go to the movies because you're sitting in the
dark. I disagree with all you. Let me tell you why. I think you can learn a lot about a person by how they respond to a movie.
Do tell.
Well, if it's a funny movie and you're the kind of person who likes to laugh, and you're guffawing at it, and the person next to you is sitting there, I guess, and they don't think it's funny. Well, they think, well, clearly.
Are you noticing that?
Huh?
Are you noticing such things? Are you literally there to
when
kind of psychoanalyze your date?
Of course. Are you kidding?
When was the last time you were on a date?
Even when I go with a bunch of friends, you can tell the people who think like you because they laugh
at the same
way that you do. I think you do laugh. Now, whether or not it's critical.
Date one.
I'm just saying, for a date, it's very non-threatening, and you can see. I guess what movie we're talking about, too, if you go to a thriller, you know, blood-slashing.
How about if you go to an NC-17? I wouldn't recommend that either.
No, but even
still,
let's say you go to a slasher movie.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a slasher movie. I'm screaming like a teenage girl through the whole thing. Well, you learn a lot about me at that.
Thank
Mark
you.
Does
I had
not
a wonderful time, but I...
Mark is loud. Mark has no boundaries.
Mark likes silence.
Mark has the temperament of a teenage girl, and everything scares him. Well, I'm just saying.
I scream like a teenage girl.
And he screams like a teenage girl. So I disagree. I think everybody out there who agrees with me, say amen. I think everybody...
That was silent. Did you hear that? It was deafening.
I heard the earth shake. I think you can go to a movie and learn all kinds of things about people because you will learn about what they respond to and what they don't. I think so. Anyway, it's my show. I get to say what
you
I want.
Say, and they're not saying it's a bad date. They're just saying it's not the best first date. These are first dates.
Correct.
I would agree with you on not the first date.
So what's the best first date then?
I don't know. What do you think? You're a guy. What would be the best first date?
I used to be a guy.
If you had to go on the best first date, what would you do?
I'd invite him to my bedroom.
Oh, Ross.
I'm just kidding. I'm just being absurd because it seems like that's the first date nowadays.
I know.
I'm just being stupid.
What would you do?
That comes for me, the best possible date, I'd take them to a laughing way to a better marriage seminar. So they can watch me perform.
Hey, how come church isn't on here?
Because
that's not a bad idea.
Or invite them to church to hear me preach, or I invite them on here so they can watch me do the show. Or, you know what? I'm finding a pattern here. It's all about me.
See?
That's the best first date. It's when you can just sit and spend time with me, learning about how me and everything I think and how wonderful I am. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
Who I am is not at home. Who I want to become.
We are back on the Mark Gunger Show. I am, of course, Mark Gunger, answering your questions about love, marriage, and relationship. Also joining me, Ross Alan Skorzewski, and the very frumpy-looking...
Who wants to get the beating first,
I have to
boys?
Be careful, because the more I laugh like that and I rock back, I just had a thought and this vision of a pencil impaling the back of my throat as she's mad and throwing it at me.
That's the problem with the show. If you don't hear the show from the top, nothing makes sense.
Yeah, you
people
miss
who turn
quite
in,
it.
Tune in. And anyway, okay. What do you got there?
The first question is about the kids' flag page. Do you want to explain what that is before I launch into the email?
The flag page is an online assessment. One of the things you go on is very simple. It's not a personality test. A true personality test is very complicated, lots of questions. This is a very simple test, and it's very fun to take. And when you take the test, you get this printout. Are you showing her a flag page? Is that what the?
No, I'm showing her the site.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Okay, there you go, flagpage.com. I come walking out
good
because
mark.
I am a beautiful man. Anyway, so on the flag page, I talk to you about how to take this test. It's a lot of fun. And when you get the printout, it's just a picture of you at your best, what motivates you, what you really love. And that really is helpful in trying to explain you. Do you ever feel like you have a hard time explaining yourself to other people?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You
like,
have a hard time
like
explaining
Diane.
Yourself
like
to
Diane.
Other people?
Of course, she's a woman. That's her problem. It's if you tell her she's pretty, that's inappropriate. And if you tell her she's not pretty, that's inappropriate. You can't win with these women.
Here's an example of a flag page, just so they can see what ends
that's
up
yours.
There's Ross. Okay, there's Ross.
That's the printout,
yeah.
One of the
this
pages.
Is, this is what it looks like when you are an axe murderer mm-hmm. at heart. This is how twisted
you
are.
Look at that, 142 and 127.
So anyway, this whole, and it explains it to you what all those numbers and stuff mean. It's a fun test to take. It really, again, helps you to explain yourself to other people and to and understand other people better. There, in a nutshell.
Okay, now this is about the kids'
flagpage.com. That's how you
yes.
can find it. Okay.
This is about the kids' version of it. We've created the kids' version
so small children can take the test.
Yes, okay. She says, help, I am a perfect peace mother.
I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
Do we have to play words today just for singing that? Okay, go ahead.
She is a perfect peace mother.
Here's a woman who likes to have everything done right, but she likes to get along with people. Okay.
And her daughter is a fun, perfect.
Fun, perfect person. Okay.
She's only four.
So she likes to have fun, but also likes to have things mm-hmm. right.
She
like,
says, I have a
like
hard
Ross.
Time. Ross. Yeah. I have a hard time understanding her needs because I am always so serious while she is so free-spirited. We clash all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, she's only four. Mama says, I know most of it is my fault for not having the patience for her. I guess what I'm asking is, how do I go about calming my own seriousness down? I try to just let go, but I feel anxiety when I do. Of course you do. Do you have any advice for what I should do?
Why do you have to be something you're not?
Well, she's trying to deal with her own seriousness while
like
meeting the needs of her meeting the needs
just
of
say,
her
just,
daughter.
Just to be who you are, and when your daughter's driving you crazy, say, look, I know you like to have fun, and that's good. You're a fun little girl, and everybody loves that about you. But right now, I need you not to be so much fun and just do what I need.
That's times, what I think she's having a hard time doing. I think she thinks...
No, but I'm just saying, the way you win with people, oftentimes, let's say... You're a fun person. I don't know. Anybody in this room fun? I can't imagine who that would be. But you're a fun person. You're a fun guy. You don't like to be serious about it. You're always goofing around, saying things that are off the wall and crazy and stretching the limits of appropriate conversation. Okay? That would be me. Now, if you just attack that, say, you know, that's really wrong. Well, I don't like the way you're always so silly. Blah, 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 blah. You don't win with that. Okay?
Right.
Now, just because I'm this way doesn't mean everything always has to be fun. Well, you can say, look, Mark, I know you love to be a fun guy. That's what a lot of people really love about you. But for right now, I just need you to focus a little bit because I need you to work on this. What have you done? You've acknowledged who I am.
Yes.
You haven't criticized it, and you're asking me to be something else that we're all capable of being.
Yes.
So now, again, she's 4 years old. My dear, you know, I assume this is your first, this is going to be your first child.
Yeah, and then they have a one-year-old. She's having a hard time telling her daughter no, is what I think. And when she gets the tantrum back, it's upsetting to her. That the daughter's getting upset when she tells her no. I think she's creating fun for her, but there comes a time that you have to say, okay, honey, now you really do need to get into bed.
Yeah.
The fun stops.
That's what I'm saying. Just ignore, again, 4 doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but for any child or any person, who's something you don't want them to be at a certain time, acknowledge who they are, respect who they are, but then ask them to help you in this other area. That's how you win with people. That's how you can win with this little girl.
Yes.
Okay, she's a fun girl, but you can't always be fun. And just this, don't just criticize the funness, but just say, it's great, but I don't need that from you right
now. I know
now.
You're having fun, but it's time to get your jammies on and go to bed.
Lady, she's 4 years old. She's going to drive you crazy. They all drive us crazy. It's what they do. The good news is it gets worse. Just relax. It will be fine. It's a first child. They're always, always the most difficult.
Caution. The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
We're back. You're listening to The Mark Unger Show, or watching The Mark Unger Show, as the case may be, if you're watching us on television. Talking about love, marriage, and relationships. I'm, of course, your host, Mark Unger, along with Ross Allen Skorzewski. And sitting in for Diane today, a bag lady.
I love this.
You're just awful. Awful.
See, that's why you have to watch the show and listen to the show from the beginning.
It's payback.
If you don't get it from the beginning, folks, you just won't get it. It's just... You know,
go
it's
back
our problem.
To the top of the hour.
Well, you know, but the thing is, we get these running things. Sometimes it runs for weeks at a time.
I know.
And I think a lot of people listen to the show.
And they're like, what the heck are they talking about? They don't get the inside joke.
You know, it's kind of like, it was like that way for me when I was first watching David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talked about how hilarious it was. And I laugh at anything.
Yeah.
I laugh at anything. I stared with a blank stare at his show for at least a year.
Did you really?
Nothing was funny.
We used to watch it.
And I wasn't being critical. I mean, it wasn't funny.
It's like, I don't get it.
This isn't even funny. I don't even get it. It's not funny. But once you get the context of everything, because he's constantly pulling back from stuff that's been done, and then it becomes funny and you get it. So that's kind of the problem with this show, is a lot of what we do is very much in context. And to new people just tuning in, listening is
well, because we've done this for a lot of years.
Well, and the people who've listened to us for years get it.
Unfortunately, we have Diane.
I know.
Anyway, so we were telling Dan.
Telling Dan.
Maybe it's better that way.
We'll call her Dan. we're telling Dan here how pretty she looks today.
At the beginning of the show,
And she gave us a hard time about it. And then we thought, well, you can't win.
You can't.
If we say you're good looking, you can't win. If you say you're not good looking, you can't win.
Garbage.
I just give up trying to put it in context because I keep trying and you guys don't want to hear the context of it.
What's funny about it is most women understand. They understand this.
Yes.
There are women all over the world right now listening to this. Oh, yeah, of course, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
But to men, it's like, we don't understand. Anyway, we're never going to understand.
I explained it to you. I can't help but you're thick as a brick and you don't understand.
You speak in tongues.
Understand.
I don't know what you're saying.
Your explanation you're falls on
female,
deaf ears.
Female ease.
You're just morons. That's all I can
say. Okay, bag lady, what do you got?
Bag lady. Okay, I don't know how much you're going to like this one.
Okay.
She says, hello, I'm a big fan of your show and appreciate the frank and open total honesty.
That's what she says now.
You guys are so real in speaking the truth. I never thought I would have a question to ask, but it turns out I do. No, you're not going to be brutal to her. She has a friend who is a Christian who keeps talking about a book called Calling in the One, is the title of the book, Calling in the One.
Calling in
the One. Apparently she sent a little blurb of the description of the book. I guess it's based on the law of attraction, which is the concept that we can only attract what we're ready to receive.
Uh-huh.
This provocative yet simple 7-week program in Calling in the One, like the soulmate,
we'll teach
you know,
how
the
to
one.
Clear away the
it prepares, this is what the book apparently does. It prepares you to bring forth the love you seek.
I'm reading the site.
7 ways to attract your soulmate.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so you do this meditation, visualization, journaling, all of this. And you recognize.
Quiet, I'm calling in the one.
Yes.
Catherine Woodward Thomas.
Yes. So you recognize the obstacles on your path to love and provide ways to steer around
them.
So at the end of 49 days, you will be in the ideal emotional state to go out into the world and find the one. So the lady writing says, I know there's no one and no such thing exists as a soulmate. So I'm not willing to take the advice that this book is teaching. I want to tell my friend how misguided the book is and that it's unbiblical.
Unbiblical?
Yes. What is your opinion on this?
Did you say umbilical?
Unbiblical?
Unbiblical.
It's unbiblical, which is different than being tied to your mama, which would be very biblical.
My question is, what is your opinion on what it teaches? And I guess she's trying to figure out how to tell her Christian friend that this is a bunch of hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Be totally brutal. I want the hardcore truth, she says.
Ooh, it says transform your love life in just 7 weeks. The digital course is available now.
Call now.
Call now.
Call now. And we'll include this set of Jinsu knives.
That's
and
right.
And no further charge. Huh. But wait, if you act now, we'll double the order.
Ooh, they have a free online seminar for feminine power, the essential course for the awakening woman.
Oh, the awakening woman. Oh, I can't wait for the awakening woman. They're a lot easier to talk to when they're not asleep. I don't know. Awakening woman. You tell them they're pretty to get mad. You tell them they're not pretty to get mad. You can't move these women. For heaven's sakes. Okay, what do I think? What do I think of this lady?
The book.
Of the book. This is what
the
I think.
The attracting.
Crazy. I'm crazy
for reading this
so
dumb book. Everybody sing it.
I'm crazy.
For thinking this new age dumbness will actually work. That's what I think. That's all I got to say. What else can you say? There's nothing else you can say. What else are you going to say? You can't say anything else. It's beyond saying. Does that make sense?
Beyond saying?
Beyond, I mean, it is.
This stupid is, stupid does, yeah. Sir.
That's what it is. It's just stupid. It's just stupid. You think you're going to sit there and chant your way to your soulmate? Everybody, and they're gonna chant and you're gonna pull this magnetic. I can see people being dragged across town against their will. Ah, where am I going? I don't know. I'm being dragged to someone who's chanting and I'm their soulmate. People are crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can't fix crazy.
No.
You can't fix crazy. So.
And she'll probably sell a bajillion books and all these people
because
will do
crazy
her online
people.
Course. And yeah.
Crazy. Good heavens.
The cliffs of insanity!
Anyway, what do you got? What else you got?
Okay, this is not a question, but it's a man writing in with suggestions, a suggestion for other men.
A man writing suggestions for other men.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the best suggestion for other men. Don't tell a woman she looks pretty, because that will come back and bite you. And don't tell her she's ugly, because that will bite you.
That'll bite you.
And don't just ignore her, because that will bite you. And pretty much just get ready to be bitten. That's pretty much
it. Do you think this is what Paul was talking about? He said, if you marry, you will have
trouble in this life.
Okay, first of all, neither of you are married to me, and I'm so darn glad of it.
All right.
Actually, it has to do with beauty, so listen
beauty,
up.
Okay.
I pulled it because it just fits with the little rant that you two are on today.
Oh, I just think it's inappropriate that a brag lady would be talking about beauty. But go ahead.
First of all, he says, my wife and I are great fans of the show. We've been listening to it ever since it first aired on the internet.
Oh, so they get all our jokes.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Happily married 37 years, married at 23, did it right, virgins when married.
Congrats.
Okay, so here's what he says to advice for men. You get all emails about women who are very self-conscious of themselves and being naked even with their husbands. My wife started out this way, as many women do, I'm sure, very conscious even of being seen in a swimsuit. She has never been overweight, just modest. In the last 10 years, in my wanting to fight my temptations, I have been making a point of it to make her my ideal beauty. I have made it a point to look at her, compliment her appearance, rave about her
body. Oh, that's a bad idea.
Dude, just stop.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Yes, you may.
Rave about her body.
May I finish? Speak proper
Tell
English.
Her, may I finish?
We speak the king's English here.
May I proceed, please?
You may.
Yes, no.
He keeps trying to rave about her body, tell her, I just love seeing her naked, I hold her and touch her whenever the opportunity allows, and not just leading up to sex.
I just want to hold you.
I have...
touch you.
I just love seeing you naked.
I love to kiss you.
Hey, baby.
voice.
You're beautiful to me.
He says, I have seen her really change. I'm just going right over the top of you.
Okay.
I have seen her really change her self-image, he says.
Okay.
Now she gives me lots of opportunities to see her and compliment her.
Naked.
I even catch her stretching naked in front of the mirror and watching for me to notice and comment.
Really?
Well done, sir.
He says, yes, enjoy we have an empty nest. When you hit...
Because
it's a
you reach
season,
a point.
You
know,
it's not going to last.
Because when they're 70 and they're stretching naked, it's like, oh, man, stop. What are you doing? Good Lord.
He said, we even recently went shopping for a swimsuit, and she bought two modest two-piece swimsuits and enjoyed how she looked in them, and I did too. So, guys, make your wife your ideal of beauty. Rave on her, and you will not only find your interest at home, she does really become better looking in your eyes. An added benefit, she will want to take care of herself, then look to you for attention and the security in knowing you find her attractive.
That is a good idea.
I like what he's talking
about. Yeah, actually, here's the key. We tend to desire that which we pay attention to.
Yes.
If you pay attention to something, you will desire it. If you don't, you won't. The reason why some of you stop desiring your wife is you never pay attention to her.
Correct.
Pay attention. Pay attention. That's why advertisers spend gazillions of dollars trying to show you something. Pay attention to it. Pay attention. Because the more you pay attention to it, the more you look at it, the more you test drive it, the more you will want it. You know, it's like you don't... Okay. So the other day I go into a Harley store. There's a really nice Harley store over on 41.
I weren't. Oh, I know.
Okay. So I went in there. Suddenly, I am feeling the urge.
To get a Harley.
For a Harley. I didn't feel the urge before. Why? Because I kept walking around and looking at it and looking at it and looking at it and thinking about it later. Ooh, that was cool. That was cool. And all of a sudden, gee, I want to get a Harley. You desire what you pay attention to. So what he's saying is pay attention to your wife. You will desire her. We will be back with more emails right after this.
Do you want Mark to come to your city? Visit laughyourway.com.
Colors choosing, distant views try to shape my vision. Perceptions change, my views they range. My human condition.
You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show and are watching The Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. I am Mark Gunger, along with Ross Allen Skorzewski and Zelda the Horrible.
Yeah, that's the we let it go at the beginning of the show there for you, Ross.
See, we did let it go. I have not.
What you got there, Zelda?
Brought anything up.
It's another parenting question, and apparently they want Ross's opinion. I have no idea why.
Ross's opinion?
Really?
Anyhow.
Let me take a break. I'll let Ross talk for a while.
I love you people that look for information from
you
me.
You validate him. He needs it.
No, I'm good.
Okay, first of all, there's a little compliment here. I want to tell you how much I love your show. Discovered at the beginning of 2010
she
when
talking
our
to Ross or us?
Had a video seminar and been in Gongorian ever since.
Yep, that's you.
My hubby and I had just gone through a separation period and were on the brink of divorce. But we went to the seminar and did the Laugh Your Way small group at the church, and it's been a tremendous life and relationship changer for us. I thank God for your
that's
ministry.
Cool.
That's
thank
cool.
You. Thank
okay,
you
so
much.
Here comes the question for Ross. She has heard you mention in the past and thought she'd ask you just in case you could discuss it. My six-year-old was diagnosed with ADHD recently. He's very bright, had an IQ test as part of the ADHD evaluation, and he was slightly above average, but his attention span is way off the charts. Can't imagine living life with anybody whose attention span is way off the charts.
I have ADHD. Does that mean additional high-definition television?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I got like five of them in my house. Mm-hmm. ADHD, additional high definition. Is that what we're talking about?
Attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
Yes. Okay, literally, apparently this little guy cannot attend to anything more than 3 seconds and he loses focus.
What?
I know someone like that. Well, I'm not making light of your issue, ma'am.
You
I'm really not.
Are you talking?
I'm just taking jabs at these boys. Anyway, they recommended that he start medication and therapy for the family in order to learn the proper way for parenting him and to teach him how he can control his impulses. I thought I heard Ross mention on a past show that he had also been diagnosed ADHD and took medication as a child. Is that right, Ross?
That is correct. I was diagnosed with ADD and ADHD probably, I want to say, in the second grade.
Medicated?
Medicated, yes, heavily, and more so by third grade.
She wants to know, wondering how he did with it and if he had any suggestions or advice, insight, if you will, as to what would have helped you as a child and what his parents did or could have done to help you get through it.
Well, I think a bunch of things that really was my issue is, number one, not having a father, having a mother that worked multiple hours throughout the day and sometimes evening. So I was left, you know, with a brother that was 6 years older that really wanted to have nothing to do with the younger brother. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was having an opportunity with one of the families in our church that took me out on their farm and exposed me to outdoor activity, to constantly just doing things and just put up with what I did. The worst thing that ever happened to me, I felt, was being put on all this medication, which I'm sure to some extent is a good thing in the beginning. But I got to say, this stuff felt like it absolutely just neutered my soul. It robbed me of all the wonderful qualities of who I was.
And nothing actually, more painful than soul neutering.
Absolutely. I'm not a big fan of the medication. I realize it can help balance out a lot of people. I just know what it was like being on it for almost 10 years.
And she's having a hard time with the medication. She said, I literally teared up after giving him the first pill because she's having problems with it. She wants to know, Mark, as parents, they're wondering if they're sinning and not trusting God fully in by giving the boy the meds.
No, I don't say that. Don't think like that. I think that'll drive you crazy. I will say this. First of all, we don't know your kid. We don't know anything about it. So don't take our advice from a medical standpoint.
Right.
Generally speaking, I think that they are overdoing it with these drugs. They're drugging all these boys. And allow me to go on a little rant here. The problem is that we are putting boys into situations that are designed for little girls.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the feminization of America. And it's interesting that almost exclusively, not always, but just overwhelmingly, it's all boys that are put on these drugs.
Yes.
Why? Because they don't sit like little girls. Little girls, our whole educational system now is all dominated from a female point of view, from the content to the women who teach it to the way that little girls, they sit quietly and they write down their assignments and they pay attention. Little boys, they're asking questions all the time. The teacher will say, you know, let's all do such and such. And all the girls will go, okay. And all the little boys go, well, why are we doing that? Well, it's kind of stupid. Why should we do that? They want to run. They want to get outside.
Yes.
But no, they have to sit there. And they are literally putting them in situations like little girls. My advice, and of course, this is hard because most Christians, even our church, we can't afford it because the finances are so difficult. I would encourage you to find a Christian school that you send your kid to, but one that knows how to empower boys, that knows how to understand boys, that has maybe more men involved as teachers and stuff, and gives them more activities. If there is one area, boy, someone wants to invest in some money, and you know it'd be a challenge, but come up with a whole private school system for boys.
Mm-hmm.
Where you teach boys, boys learn differently than girls.
That's why I'm saying the farm was the best thing that happened to me because I was given responsibility. I was given opportunity to grow.
And you can learn while doing these activities.
And you weren't
running
in the mold
around
of what girls
Lord,
are.
No.
That was a boy mold.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know this lady's son.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I play one on TV. No, I don't. I don't even play one on TV. And I didn't even sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So I'm totally, totally unqualified. I'm just saying that these schools are wired for little girls.
Yes.
And not just the girls, all the way through the whole system.
Yeah.
Yes.
People are saying, well,
yeah,
I wonder how come there's more women going to college now than guys. Because from the get-go now, we have a whole system where guys don't fit in. It's awkward for them. They're criticized. They're drugged, like in this case.
It's horrible.
I just think that it's a bad situation. I would.
6 years old.
Yeah.
6 years old.
The boy just needs to run and learn. I even when I was growing up, I couldn't just sit there. You know, say, well, I got ADHD. Who says I got ADHD? All right? Maybe. You know, I'm a pretty successful guy in life.
Yeah, right.
I make a lot more money than all the people who claim I have HD, AB, ABCDEFG.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You can succeed greatly in life. Don't give me this nonsense. It's just we learn differently. Men generally, even boys, learn differently than girls. If someone would have, you know, given a situation where you could go do some activities, hands-on stuff, learning things in a different... You know, here's the other thing, too. Women like to multitask.
Mm-hmm.
So bless you over there, Nancy. I mean, you know, you'd be more successful with boys, I argue, if you'd simplify the learning thing. Like spend all day just on math or just a whole segment. We're just going to focus on history for the next couple of weeks and stuff like that. But no, That's not the way we do it. We have 45 minutes of math, 45 minutes of history, 45 minutes, and we just, so there's a half a dozen things he's trying to juggle, which process is easier for girls and harder for boys.
Yes.
Well, why has it got to be a little bit of everything? Why not just focus on one thing for a while? Focus on another one.
Do it more. That's why I loved choir. That's why I loved art. That's why I loved band, because we never, I mean, it was the same thing over and over, over and over. Sure, you were playing music, but you were playing the same song. You were getting to, you were preparing for the recital. Same thing with choir. You're singing the same song over and over.
Historically, when they used to teach young boys, you'd take them out and you'd work on one thing and you'd spend all day with
you
it.
Master
and
it.
You master it. You get good at it. Maybe add a little bit more of this, a little bit more of this. Anyway, so that's my personal opinion for what it's worth. My guess is your son doesn't need drugs.
Steer clear
from drugs. You need to go to a different school.
Yes.
That'd be my, but I don't know. Don't anybody yell at me and don't sue me. I'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
Now, this is the Mark Gunter Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationship. Answering the last email about educating young boys and stuff like that. And this kid who's diagnosed as ADHD, which they all seem to be diagnosed with something, and giving them drugs. We don't think it's a good idea. We think that the problem with a lot of it is just our educational system does not know how to deal with boys. It is a system that has been over... Even when I was back, it was problematic. It's gotten a lot worse. It is designed for the temperament of little girls who don't question anything, who are very compliant, who sit quietly, and when boys don't do that, they don't know how to handle it. Overwhelmingly women running the entire systems, teachers and stuff like that. It's not a slam on women. It's just at some point, it takes a guy to relate to guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I were this mom, I would encourage her to find a school where there are some guy teachers or guys who get this concept, a school that gets this concept. Yeah. There are more activities for boys.
I've seen that with my two boys. They've always done better if they're in classrooms with male teachers. My daughter, on the other hand, does well no matter what kind of a classroom she's in, but my boys really have responded to the male teachers much, much more.
Mm-hmm. I just think, there's some great books on this stuff. I can't even pull them off the top of my head right now, but it's just not me making these comments. A lot of people, and we're not just talking Christians, a lot of secular people are pointing out that there is a definite feminist... or feminized, maybe a better word, although some of it is feminist, but feminized approach in education today that has totally having a detrimental impact on young boys. We're not getting the most out of men today because of the system in which they're in. And then you stop thinking about that, all these boys who have all this high energy and stuff like that. You know what? These are some of the greatest leaders, potential leaders in the country today. We are taking some of our greatest high energy leaders and drugging them and going to keep them drugged for the first 20 years of their lives. What are we doing to America? Because when young guys who have all this energy and challenge and stuff like that are muted, they'll never become the leaders God intended them to be. I think we need to learn to adapt to them and quit trying to drug them so they adapt to us. We'll see ya!
Bye, guy boy!
Have fun storming the castle!